You guys, from what you've seen of Green Bay, you see a little more read option coming in their offense?
Yeah, they got a mobile quarterback that can stretch the ball down the field, make a play with his arms. First read guy, if you don't see a read, then he run the ball. A lot of times they have, you know, gun near or something like that, where, you know, they're trying to read the defensive tackle, the three technique, and they can pull the ball with the quarterback. So he's definitely a versatile guy. We can run the ball. Nah, I don't.
Why?
I mean, we'll scheme a defense perfectly for it. So, you know, it don't affect nothing that I do. You know, we played teams like that before that can, you know, stretch the ball with the running back and a quarterback as well with the zone read. So we'll be fine.
Who's done that this year against you?
So you had like Bissett when he was with Indianapolis, a mobile quarterback that could do the same thing, could pull the ball from the zone read, and you know, we game plan on him, so we can game plan on
and then
quarterback.
Watson, when you play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you look at? I know you respect everybody in the league, but do you look and say, thank goodness Rodgers isn't
playing? You know, I just, you know, he's a great quarterback. So you definitely, you know, when you're going against, you know, a different quarterback other than Aaron Rodgers playing Green Bay, definitely a load off your shoulder, but you got to still respect the player that's playing on Sunday. And, you know, we're game playing him well, and we'll just be ready for him on Sunday.
It seems that these guys, especially with Hundley at quarterback, that they rely on the run offense more. So, do you see it that way? And is this really an important week to?
They got good running backs. You know, both running backs can do damage to a defense. So they're relying on that. You know, trying to take the ball out of the quarterback's hands as far as passing the ball. You know, and that's what any young quarterback or any quarterback who's, you know, not seeing the field as much on Sunday and him filling in for Aaron Rodgers. You know, they want to make it easy as possible, and he can run the ball. So. They're going to do what they do best, and right now that's the running game for them, and then allow their passing game to develop, you know, once the run game start working. But it's our job to stop them from, you know, running the ball and then forcing him to pass it. And it'll be cold Sunday, so, you know, we just got to make sure we make it as uncomfortable as possible for him.
Christian, now that we've had a little time to process what Josh Gordon was able to do in that game, how remarkable was it, you know, what he was able to step in and do after not playing for 3 years?
I thought that he, you know, he stepped right in. He didn't lose a step. You know, he's finding ways to get the ball, finding ways to get open. I think that he's like 15 yards shy away from, you know, having a 100-yard game. That's pretty impressive for first game coming back. So, you know, Josh has done everything that we asked him to do. He's practicing well, you know, being a good teammate. And I just, you know, can't wait to see what he do this game, and definitely build off the last game that he had.
Does that continue to give you guys hope that you're going to get out of this winless streak?
Yeah. You know, we just got to continue to practice, continue to work hard, and we'll get there.
Do you think about the opportunity that, you know, there's 4 games left, but the next 2 are at home, how big this stretch is for you guys?
You know, it's the fourth quarter of the season. Every game is an important game for us. You know, we're just taking it game by game. I'm not really trying to think too far ahead. You know, we're just trying to make sure we focus on the Green Bay Packers and, you know, try to get this win this weekend.
Did you watch Monday night?
No, I didn't watch it.
Did you see any of the film?
I wouldn't really paying attention to it.
You're a guy that doesn't really take kill shots, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, is that hard to avoid?
It's hard to avoid. You know, you're trying to make a good clean hit. You're trying to make the best play on the ball. And at this point, you know, sometimes you're gonna have helmet-to-helmet contact. That's part of the game. You know, a lot of guys try to, you know, put their shoulder into it, but I mean, it's part of tackling. You know, you'll see guys, you know, kind of leave with their head. You're just trying to get a good hit. So sometimes you're gonna have the helmet-to-helmet contact. You just got to take that punch.
Like you go from the big to the big. I mean, is that something you have to have in your head with the emphasis and the rules?
I mean, it's not necessarily saying like, okay, you know, this game I'm gonna have a big hit. It's just like if the opportunity presents itself, I mean, you just gotta, you know, try to form tackle as best as possible. But in the moment, you know, it's hard to do.
Were you playing in college and the targeting rule was in place?
Yeah.
Was it a deterrent? I mean, did guys think that, okay, I make the wrong hit, I get ejected? Did that change?
You can't really think about that. you know, if you think about that in a way, you're taking on a hit, it's going to slow you down. So you don't really think about that. You're just trying to get the guy down. You see a big hit present itself. I mean, I know from a defensive standpoint, you're always going to take that hit.
In the first quarter, Myles Garrett hurt an ankle, and he still played like a really high percentage of the snaps. I mean, what did he show you kind of fighting through that?
You know, Myles is a tough guy. He's trying to do his best to, you know, help this team win and help this defense play well. So, you know, the Knicks and injuries is going to come, especially this late in the season. But you just got to keep going and keep fighting. And that's something that you show, that Miles showed, that, you know, he's going to keep playing, he's going to keep fighting and trying to will his team to a victory.
If Peppers is down, what can you tell us about Nacua? How much confidence do you have in him?
I have confidence in everybody on this team, everybody on this defense. We all practice the same. We all, you know, in the meeting room. So next man up, that's something that Greg preaches all the time. So I have full faith in, you know, each guy that always steps up the field, you know, filling in a person's shoes or, you know, just filling in next man in. I have, you know, so much faith in, you know, each individual on this team and on this defense. So he'll be fine.